489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, Columbus Day, October 13th, 2025 edition. Well, it's kind of interesting because I spoke about the book Stolen Election. And I know some people asked me for the book link. And my phone did not register the folder correctly. So I apologize. But this new book, Stolen Election. Well, Patrick Kobach put the post out last week. I believe it was Thursday or Friday. And it was amazing that the results of that post went viral. And it's kind of interesting how this information now is starting to come to light across the country in other states. Well, one of the things that is really, really interesting is how a company with upper estimates of annual sales revenue straining to hit $20 million per year, obtained the capital necessary to purchase a company that had a balance sheet valued at $787 million from Dominion's very public, supposedly, settlement with Fox News. Well, now that we're looking into this particular story, possibly because the purchase price was for $1 for specific assets only, the monumental and likely criminal liabilities were left with the seller corporation, Dominion Voting Systems. The residual entity also retains the litigation liabilities as well as Mike Lindell, which has stated multiple times that they approached him and he refuses to settle. Well, now they're finding out that there is recorded evidence that the machine decommissioning is already underway. Kind of interesting post coming from Rasmussen Reports. Well, when you tie it in with Pat Kobach's post, Dominion may indeed have been in a fire sale mode because of pending widespread disclosures of their likely election manipulation roles. Decommissioning headlines seem to be a part of a PR campaign as opposed to a substantive development in favor of election integrity. For example, decommissioning does not seem to address underlying concerns within the Dominion supply chain. China, Venezuela, and Serbia for hardware and software programs. In light of the rebranding to Liberty Vote, it seems more likely to be part of an operation that now they're trying to put lipstick on a pig in order to buy time for the public to forget about Dominion's original equipment and software programs. Acquisition, rebranding, and basically reusing the same product with the same DNA. All of this happening in time, just in time before next year's 2020 election. Well, it's difficult to discern the entire picture without access to the sale terms of these companies, which will factor in during the discovery phase for active lawsuits that are currently ongoing against Mike Lindell as well as Patrick Byrne. The acquisition and public release of this information will be in time before the upcoming 2026 elections. So, Pat Kobach, following these stories, following this information, and is going to continue to report on it. Again, we greatly appreciate sharing this information with you guys and understand that they're still fighting the good fight regarding these elections activities with these machines, the software, the programs, all of it. So we're pretty excited. We're pretty excited that Pat's still engaged and involved in it, and we greatly appreciate his efforts. Monitoring the news in the background, all these foreign leaders are coming up in a photo op session with President Donald Trump on this big stage where it says Peace 2025. That's the banner below the stage. And again, he's standing there, and these world leaders are coming in and out about one every 30, 45 seconds to stand next to the president to get their pictures taken. So Donald Trump's used to photo ops. He does this all the time at his events. Peace 2025 is the platform. And, oh, buddy, here comes his old friend, Macron of France, shaking hands with the president, wants his picture taken with the president shaking hands. Nobody's smiling. Oh, that's interesting. They're having a conversation. It looks like Macron is trying to arm wrestle with Donald Trump. No smiles in that photo op. That was great. Peace 2025. All these world leaders coming up to him one at a time, shaking his hand and smiling for the cameras, except for Macron of France. Tried to arm wrestle a little bit with Trump. Yeah, that didn't go over so well. So, pretty interesting happening in the background. Other story I want to get to you real quick that we've been monitoring, and it's kind of interesting. This process with all these other lawsuits, the lawfare that's continuing, well, others are still engaged in it. Sidney Powell also asking for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas. AG Tim Griffin. Exit polling is not election engineering, where any other state advocates for hand counting of ballots, certain secretary of states have ignored it. Kind of interesting. This story goes on to say that Secretary of State for Arkansas, who was appointed by Sarah Huckabee. Well, kind of interesting because James Jester's group sent Letitia James, also known as AG Tim Griffin, a sliver of a chance to finally get retribution against this group. Colonel Conrad Reynolds, Sidney Powell, the attorney representing him, who felt that he was wrongly charged and where they tried to ruin his reputation. The attorney general set up an investigation months after the alleged events took place. issued warrants 11 months after the events and now are trying to push for formal charges. Arkansas has an issue of corruption and power grabbing. This group of Arkansas Republicans are about to be exposed, as now we learn there are multiple investigations going on into RICO violations in the state of Arkansas. Well, they kicked the hornet's nest, and now they're going to get stung. Kind of an interesting scenario. So we'll see where this goes, because basically the Arkansas Attorney General is targeting a decorated veteran, one who was leading Trump's paper ballot movement, a Colonel Conrad Reynolds. Decorated U.S. Army veteran, Colonel Conrad Reynolds is expected to face criminal charges following an investigation by Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin. The alleged violation involves exit polling during the November 2025 ballot referendum in Independence County, where voters made history by becoming the first county in the nation to have a direct say on how their elections are run. 63% voting in favor to return to hand-marked paper ballots with hand counting, moving away from touchscreen voting machines. Colonel Reynolds, soon to be inducted in the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame, has been a national leader in election reforms, working closely with members of President Trump's team in Washington, D.C. on election security, as well as national defense vulnerabilities in voting systems. Reynolds continues to hold a top secret security clearance, which includes routine polygraph examinations. Well, Reynolds is scheduled to be booked at the Independence County Courthouse in Batesville, Arkansas, this Wednesday, October 15th. Reynolds said, basically, this is nothing short of lawfare. Just like Letitia James in New York and Fannie Willis in Georgia, who have gone after President Trump, now Tim Griffin is doing the same thing here in Arkansas. This isn't about the law, it's about power. And the establishment is trying to stop paper ballots in hand counting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Absolutely enjoying this in the background. Breaking news with Fox News running in the background. Trump is greeting all these world leaders at a Mideast peace summit after Hamas released the 20 living hostages to trigger the peace deal to begin. But they have a photo op stage set up there in Egypt. And the president is standing in front of a banner that says Peace 2025. And all these world leaders are coming up, shaking his hand, and then they're taking a photo op, an opportunity to smile for the cameras and get their pictures taken with the president of the United States. So Donald Trump, with some of them, big smile with his thumbs up, they're smiling as well. The only one that didn't smile so far as the French President Macron, he got up there and was kind of arguing with Trump all the way, shaking hands first, and then it went into a kind of a arm wrestling handshake hold where they were kind of rocking back and forth. And Donald Trump, of course, absolutely handled that situation. Macron then wimped off the stage. The guy is just such a loser. Refused to smile with Trump. Trump refused to smile with him. And they got their picture taken. So we'll see how this goes. So photo op with these world leaders. Donald Trump, thumbs up, big smile. They're looking at the cameras with their smiles and getting their pictures taken, shaking the president's hand and having some, probably about 30 to 45 seconds of a chit-chat opportunity with the president. So happening right now in Egypt, it's now there 6:52 p.m., 6:53. So pretty interesting day happening. I just called Tim Griffin, the other Tim Griffin that I know, and he said, no, that's not me, brother. That's another Tim Griffin. So kind of an interesting story breaking out there in Arkansas, whether or not they're going to go after this Colonel Reynolds. Other national lawfare cases Reynolds drew comparisons to was comparing his case with General Michael Flynn, Tina Peters, as well as others. These are all examples of the same machine at work. When patriots challenge corruption, the establishment, whether wearing a blue tie or a red one, deploys lawfare to crush them. General Flynn was destroyed for revealing intelligence abuse. Tina Peters was destroyed for exposing vulnerabilities in voting machines. And now I'm being targeted for helping Independence County voters choose paper ballots and hand counting. This is simply about silencing the movement toward election transparency. Well, his attorney, Chris Corbett of Conway, Arkansas, will be representing Colonel Reynolds, said his client has been advised not to discuss the specifics of the case, but made it clear that the genesis of this case is purely retribution for his political activism in supporting paper ballots and hand counting. It's lawfare, targeting a decorated Army veteran because he's been effective. He's worked tirelessly to strengthen election security in Arkansas and across the nation, and now he's being punished for it. We look forward to having our day in court. So, kind of interesting, because leadership in the state, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Secretary of State Cole Jester, and this Attorney General Tim Griffin have chosen to defend the machines, not the voters, Brent Reynolds says. They see Independence County's success as a threat. 63% of the people voted for paper ballots in hand counting, and instead of celebrating it, they are trying to make an example out of me to stop other countries from counties from following suit. Governor Sanders and Secretary Jester are the ones people look to when deciding election policy. And now they're standing in the way of the people's will. Secretary of State Jester's State Board of Election Commissioners went after Searcy County Election Commissioners after they successfully ran paper ballots for their elections in 2024. And now they're trying to do the same thing to me. So, kind of an interesting development going on in the very conservative state of Arkansas. And honestly, kind of surprised that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going ahead with this to allow this prosecution to take place in her state. So we'll continue following this story as well. Well, speaking of lawfare, we still have our lawsuits happening. People have texted me. Lawfare or legal. Either one is set up on my phone. I can give you a link to our Give, Send, Go account that we're trying to raise money to defend ourselves in this lawfare case that's happening. All the information is on the Give, Send, Go website. So again, you can text me legal or lawfare. Either one now has been set up in my phone, and I will send you the link. It's happening all across the country, from Arkansas to northern Michigan. But we will continue to fight the good fight with your help. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1770.